Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
I officially decree Friday.
Hello, Friday.
Friday.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
In the house. Are you serious on that information?
I'm reading it off of the website right now.
Oh, what a mind screw on a Friday. Oh, my God.
Yep. As of midnight, it disappeared. It went away.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be midnight tonight is when it would disappear and it would go away. People, we are affected deeply by all of this. By we, I mean all of you.
Yeah.
Every single person listening. Now we're in the great unknown.
I have no clue.
This is like the upside down on Stranger Things.
We have to wait.
I don't want to wait.
I know. I don't either.
You never want to wait.
I never want to wait. I have no patience.
Monica doesn't even want to wait till 6:30 for a thang hack. I mean, she wants now.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? You've heard us the last few days. We're trying to help the After Prom Grand Finale, which is an event that benefits every single high school kid in this area that goes to their After Prom. So basically any high school within the sound of my voice that participates in the After Prom, and every single one of them is welcome to. We've been trying to win them this State Farm competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
$25,000, because the harsh reality is they running out of money, and if they don't get this money, they may not continue the After Prom. So it's, you know, it's vital. And yesterday, we were feeling it, man, because you'd be in the top 40, and you win. All you got to do is top 40. And I believe the After Prom was as high as 15th yesterday.
It was 14 or 15th when I saw it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So that's great.
Yeah. So you're feeling good, but now...
Now what do we
feel? We have no clue where we are.
We don't know.
We're lost.
So as of 11:59, with 59 seconds last night, they removed the leaderboard.
Okay.
They said the leaderboard is gone. You can still vote. They're still counting votes today, but the leaderboard is gone, and you will not. We'll find out who wins on September 25th.
September 25th.
See, that's a long way. That's like a month away.
Yeah.
It is a month away. Monica, it's a month and 2 days away.
Yeah. So that's...
Why does it have to be so long? They have the
You know what? It shouldn't be. So there's a phone number at the bottom, because there has to be.
We're going to flood that phone number.
So we're going to call them to the point of we need to know.
Okay, here's the point. We need to vote today, because we don't know what anybody else is doing. And you know every other one of those people is going to be doing some sort of last push, beg, whatever it is. So we will do a last push, beg, whatever it is. So what you can do to participate, and it's really important. This is for kids. These are our kids. I mean, I'm not lying when I say that or trying to exaggerate. It's your kid if they've gone through the school system in the last 31 years around here, or it's your kid if they're in the school system now or they're going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every single person listening who has or will have children is affected by this. So vote this morning. The easiest way, just text the word prom to 52353. We'll send you the direct link. Click on it. You can vote 10 times. You can vote all 10 times in one click. You do that. Today's the last day to vote. So you do that for us for 10 seconds this morning. You're done. That's it. You've done your job for the day. Go enjoy the weekend. You're all set.
I've already voted. I voted while we were talking about it.
Oh, thank you.
Just to make sure my votes got in.
Fantastic. You can also just go to votepromparty.com directly if you want. But the After Prom Grand Finale. Now we're in the upside down.
Yep. We just gotta wait.
I swear to God, if we lose to some Boys and Girls Club somewhere else.
Well, today's the last day, so, you know, I might call Monday.
Yep. Asking, Monica will start pestering them on Monday. Have us a cash code. You start using that voice.
Excuse me.
She'll use all her different characters. She's gonna birthday scam them until she gets the answer. But yeah, if you could spend probably 30 seconds of your time this morning to benefit every kid in Southwest Virginia, that would be much appreciated. So text the word prom to the number 52353 or votepromparty.com.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, he tried to shame her. He tried. On a busy train, this woman is applying her makeup, getting ready for work while on the train.
Oh, is this Subway Bay?
Subway Bay.
Is that what this is, or is this something else?
Oh, well, I don't know if you would call her Subway Bay, because she was Subway shamed, because she was there, she was doing her makeup.
Okay.
And a guy across from her takes picture and video, posts it to his social media, and says, WTF, what are you doing, really, lady? Or what are you going to do next, brush your teeth? And he was posting all this stuff about her. Well, people see it, they start to share it and attack him.
Okay, and they're attacking him for posting it in the first place?
Yeah, posting pictures of her applying her makeup.
Monica applies her makeup here on the show every single day.
Yeah, put on some lipstick or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so Subway Bay.
It's completely different.
Is it? Okay, because I wasn't sure because it has some similarities to it because Subway Bay has been trending this week because it was some chick that was on a subway train, again, you know, New York City, and she had her phone propped up on one of the seats. And then she was taking
pictures.
A million different selfies of her, you know, of herself, because that's what they are. But she's moving her hair.
Oh, they were good pictures.
Hand on her hip.
I know Subway.
Completely ignoring everybody else around her and the fact that she's on this busy train. And somebody filmed her and put that on.
Okay, yeah. So this is a different situation. This is a woman that just trying to get to work that really was just putting on her lipstick, her eyeliner.
So what is the axe to grind here?
There wasn't anything. And he just picked a person. Decided to go after her and put a lot of rude comments, you know, about her online.
He should be happy that this woman is not doing this while driving like a lot of people.
Which I've seen that. I've seen that a lot. I'm like,
dangerous to put eyeliner on.
Women can multitask. I'm just driving down the highway. I look over. You're doing your eyeliner, your foundation, your lipstick.
But this dude, he was looking for support.
Yeah.
You know,
to make fun of somebody.
Yeah, to make fun of someone.
Nope. Out you go with that. And yeah, I'd rather they not do this multitasking thing while driving. How is it that statistically women are considered better drivers when they're doing all of these things?
Because we are.
I always maintain it's because men get in accidents because we have swerved out of the way of whatever that was right there.
Oh, whatever.
We end up in a ditch or we're just trying to avoid.
We're doing.
As Monica's putting elbow cream on right now. See, look at
butter.
The weekend. Yay. Love weekend. What are you doing? What do you got going on? Let us know. Oh, it's a 35th reunion weekend for Fleming, class of 84,
ooh,
baby.
How about that?
All right. 1984, they're all going to be wearing Bon Jovi t-shirts.
This will be nice, I think it's going to be like they're going to dress all white.
Stranger Things.
That's the year I was born. So they're celebrating me.
On behalf of everybody who's going to the 35th reunion, William Fleming, shut up, Antoine. We don't want to hear it.
Thank you guys for the birthday party. What time should I come
back? That's the year I was born.
Be quiet,
you
man.
You get your ticket and be like, I know this, you know, this person. I was invited.
Yeah.
I should caution everyone this morning, if you are heading to work and you see some random trash can rolling down the road, it is probably Antoine's.
Oh, man.
The monsoon got his trash can yesterday.
From the driveway. It went from the top of the driveway, down the driveway, and then started going down the street. Luckily, I have, like, metal things that keep the ditch, so I don't, like, drop down in the ditch and scrape my car or whatever.
Okay, all right.
And luckily, I heard that.
The trash can hit that. Okay.
I'm like, somebody coming up my driveway. Look out the window. I'm like, nope, there's my trash can.
Nope, the monsoon
was
rising up. there was a monsoon in many parts of the listening area yesterday, and it came in with a purpose. Blew like three lawn chairs over, and a cooler started rolling down in the backyard. I thought, oh my goodness, here we go.
It was a temper tantrum.
Now in Vinton, do they have the big blue trash cans like other places?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my trash cans. The ones in our neighborhood are black, but same thing.
I didn't know. Is it Vinton? Maybe it was just a big bucket. Every town is different. You have no idea.
The winds were strong. No. And I mean, you have to be careful, especially if you have umbrellas or, you know, tents or anything.
On the back deck and stuff.
Yes, because my umbrella, we didn't close it down all the way. And the last storm, it just kind of like flew open and it started to take my table. My table started to move, so I ran out there and tried to, you know.
Did you sit on the table? Like, wait.
It turned to the side. It was like picking the table up.
I had that happen to a friend of mine. We were visiting from out of town, which is how you visit. And he had a very large table with an umbrella. And we had a huge storm in the middle of the night, and it caught underneath the umbrella and shot it up in the air. And it was a glass table.
Yeah, we have a glass table.
Smashed the entire thing.
And that's what I was worried about, because it's glass. So I was like, serious. Man.
Yep. So text in 52353. Name and town. We'll shout you out. Let us know what you got going on this weekend. You feeling the weekend vibes? It's finally going to not be 1,000 degrees. I'm thinking maybe fire pit tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. Got me my logs. I'm ready to roll. And I know who will not be having a fire pit together are Hannah and Will from Ghost Hunters yesterday. We learned, and this was courtesy of Monica Brooks, who I always trust when she says crazy things like this. He said, I'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica immediately said he had no intention of ever calling ever, which was correct, but he had a very good reason.
You're going to just ignore the fact that you made out with a random guy on our date?
What?
Hmm?
Yeah, I started to leave you at the restaurant, but I wanted to finish my burger, so I got up to look for you because you're taking like a really long bathroom break, and you were at the door giving goodbye kisses to some random guy. And so I just went back to the table and continued eating.
Okay, so you walk over and you see her kissing some random person.
Yeah.
Hannah?
I didn't think you've seen that. Well, okay.
Okay, Lisa.
Oh, what?
So who? Wait a minute.
What?
So that happened?
He's a friend of mine. I gave him a kiss on the cheek goodbye. I wasn't making out with him.
Okay, so kiss on the... Did you say, I'll call you at the end of it? So you say there was no... You weren't making out. This is some friend of yours that you ran into.
He was my ex that I ran into.
So you were making out.
What? I was not making out with him.
Will? Jeez. What did you see, Will?
I was imagining what was going on, imagining things. I was making out with him.
All right, well, let's. Will, what did you see, or at least think you saw?
I saw some kisses on the mouth, is what I saw.
Okay, so you saw two mouths meeting, and one of them was definitely Hannah.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Hannah?
Okay. You need to get a new prescription for your glasses. Seriously? I'm not making out with some guy. The ex-boyfriend? No.
But was there lip-to-lip contact?
No, I kissed his cheek.
Will, do you know what a lip looks like versus a cheek?
Look, this is real good, Hannah. You're a real good one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so over this. Forget it. Ugh.
Hannah?
Is she gone?
Oh, she declared cut it. Monica, please explain. You know phone language. How does this all work?
Well, I'll call you.
She got you cut it.
She gave it to us.
She's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Will, are you still here?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm inclined to believe that Will knows what a mouth looks like.
And she did say she had food and drinks. So maybe she forgot that the lip was right there.
I don't know. Because this could be a situation. And I don't know Will. So Will, I'm not going to take a shot at you, Will. But I feel like Will was not planning to call her anyway. And so,
well, you know, when you see someone kissing another dude.
No.
Oh.
Before. And so he saw an opportunity to get out of calling her.
Okay.
So he takes a situation that has some truth in it and he makes it into a bigger one.
So you're saying he built a paper mache doll that looked like her ex-boyfriend to set up the situation.
Hannah kissed her ex-boyfriend on the cheek, probably close to the mouth. And he saw it as an opportunity to make it into a bigger thing to
ghost her. Well, is that true, Will?
Oh, yes. Yes, that is very true. I built a paper.
I knew it. I knew he had arts and crafts going on. Right. Oh, man. I'm going to sound a little bit like Miss Monica as I get ready for my thang hack.
Oh, man.
Because why do you want ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? I'll explain now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I got the taste of blood a couple weeks ago when we all did Monica creative Thang Hacks.
Uh-huh.
And now I like to have a little twist.
I can tell. You haven't come back over to the other side since then.
I have something. It's a way to get ice cream without having to buy one of those goofy ice cream makers.
Okay.
And you can put your children to work to do it.
Oh.
So they can have fun and they have to make their own dessert.
All right. I like that, though.
Antoine, as we go back to college,
yes,
is something for your dorm room?
I'm helping the dorm room.
Okay. So let's get to Antoine's. Then I'll share mine. And then Monica says something about today on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Hers will help. So she says.
Yeah. So when I remember when I was an undergrad at Virginia Tech. My mother would come in like on move-in day or move-out day or just holiday weekends to pick me up or whatever.
Move-in day was like 2 days ago, so they're all just
And she'd walk in the door, like the hallway, not so much my room, the hallway would be like, ooh, it is funky. It is just funky. And a men's dorm room is it is just all kinds of stank.
Because
we go to the gym. We go to the gym. We just hang up our basketball shorts on the closet door.
You're being put in a situation now for probably the first time in your life where laundry is your own responsibility.
Exactly.
You're sharing a bathroom with a lot of other dudes. It is not the greatest situation.
It gets funky.
It's one giant locker room.
So let's add a little freshness to your dorm room.
Okay.
We can do that. We want freshness, yes.
For anybody, male or female, if your dorm room's a little funky, take some dryer sheets. And you paperclip them to your fans. And so, therefore, it circulates the smell. Now, you need to open the door, too. But it circulates the smell of a dryer sheet. Yes. Versus, and you have to do your laundry, too.
but it circulates like an air freshener, kind of like for your car.
Okay. So you put and just put it on the fan.
You paper clip it to the fan.
Look at you adopting a technique that's been used for years by some of those other people that like hanging out in a college dorm room.
you blow it through a toilet paper tube and it's gone.
Yeah, it took me a second to realize what he was.
That's good.
That was an interesting experience of my life when I had to go on one of those college visits. You know, they send you on those visits, and it was one where it was a college. It was near my where I grew up, so it was kind of just a day trip for me. So my mom sent me by myself, and they sent me out with, here's Charlie. Charlie's going to show you around the school and answer any questions you have. And then we go back to Charlie's room, and Charlie goes, "Hey, dude, do you want to?" I'm a very innocent teenager. I was a good boy. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Mommy.
Yeah, so Charlie blew it through a toilet paper tube with the dryer sheet.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Kids, don't be like Charlie. No. I'm sorry. I don't believe Charlie went on to be a CEO of anything. He was giving tours, I don't know. Okay, why have ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? Oh, why are you putting this on? All right, fine. Maybe it does have a little bit of Monica to it.
Uh-huh.
But check it.
Oh, boy.
Here's what you do if you don't have an ice cream maker and you still want to go through the fun of making ice cream.
Okay.
Those ice cream makers are expensive. They're like $100.
Mm-hmm.
I own one. I use it about once every 2 years. Not a solid investment at all. Because every time you think, I want ice cream, and I really want
to
buy 27 ingredients, put it in this machine, do all this different stuff. I'm driving past Blue Cow while I'm doing that. All right, we're getting Blue Cow. That's the end of that. But if you want to make some ice cream, and even better, give your children something to do and make them earn their dessert, I introduce you to ice cream in a bag.
In a bag.
In a bag.
How does the ice cream get in a bag?
Well, I'll tell you, Antoine, you need a bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, you need two bags in this situation. You're going to put all your ice cream ingredients into one bag, okay? This would probably be a quart-size bag, and that would just be your milk, your cream, your sugar, your vanilla extract, your salt. There you go. You're done. We're making vanilla ice cream here today. And then you have a larger bag, which is a gallon bag. And in that larger bag, you're going to fill it about two-thirds of the way with ice and salt, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Because that's how ice cream is essentially made. It's the agitation of the milk and the cream and the sugar in relation to ice and salt. There's your science lesson if I'm Zach Nye, the science guy. So you put your little bag inside the big bag.
There
so it's sitting on top of the ice and the salt. You close it up. You shake it for 10 minutes. You got ice cream.
Yeah.
You shake it for 10. What is this, a shake weight?
The kids will do it.
Yeah.
What kind of bicep exercise?
Just like Duck Duck Goose, but you just shake the bag. And
right.
Around.
Wait a minute. How? Duck Duck Goose?
Duck Duck ice cream.
Just, you know, shake the ice cream around the circle. And,
so this is Duck Duck dessert. Yeah. This is what it is. I mean, come on. Kids got way too much energy as it is.
Yeah.
You're trying to tire them out like border collies. It's the same situation. So it's very simple. Kid, you want dessert? Well, you better shake this bag until you got yourself some ice cream. And until then, don't come crying back to me.
And it is a two-for-one because they will get tired.
They will be exhausted.
And they'll have a little bit of dessert.
They don't even want an ice cream.
And it's exercise.
Yep.
And really what they're doing is they're earning their ice cream. They're burning calories to then have the ice cream. So the ice cream becomes a calorie negative. Your kid don't get fat no more.
But shouldn't the adults be doing it? Because kids have that great metabolism. It's when we get older that we lose that metabolism.
You want to start young.
Okay.
You know what? You sound like Tuesday. No one wants to listen to you anyway. You know what, Monica? I'm excited for your rain thing hack, whatever it is, because it's coming next. Aww. Monica Brooks is going to save us all on this rainy day right now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
People are pointing out because of my ice cream in a bag hack is you give your children the ingredients of their ice cream and then you throw it in the bag with the ice and the salt and they got to shake it for 10 minutes so they get their own. I guess that's also referred to as prison ice cream. So we have taught all the children how to make prison ice cream, which
there
I think is perfect.
It's a workout. It's you get a little bit of treat.
As I explained in the anger diary this week, we have let them take over the prison and they have turned all of us parents into the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to remind them of their roles and send them back to prison.
Oh,
they need to know you don't eat unless you shake your own bag of milk for 10 minutes, then you can have prison
ice
cream.
Some kids probably will enjoy it.
Sure.
You know, a lot of kids are going to get sick of doing it after 30 seconds.
They're not even going to want ice cream anymore.
Well, but yeah. You know what they're going to get instead? Milk water.
That's what's some going cold to- milk. Mm-hmm. I like milk with ice. So it's good. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yep. All right, nutso. You, on a rainy day here in the Thang Hacks, Monica Brooks says she's here to help us all.
I am, because you know what sucks on a rainy day?
Getting wet?
Well, getting wet, yes.
Your hair?
But, yes, getting your hair wet. But your windshield wipers, if they break.
Okay.
That sucks.
Oh, that would absolutely
that
suck.
That sucks. I've had that happen a couple times. Yeah. Yeah, in my old car, when I had that Neon back in the day, it was it would pop over. But then I had to use a curling iron to stick it out the car and pop it back the other way because it would get stuck. Like it wouldn't.
I think a bigger question is there's a curling iron in your car.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You're curling your hair while driving.
You never know when you're going to go to a friend's house and you want to curl your hair. You just want to
The woman is curling her hair while driving, Antoine. This is terrifying.
Plugged into the cigarette lighter.
That's nothing right there.
Okay.
All right.
Like I'm supposed to believe you now.
But if your windshield wiper, if it breaks.
Okay.
You know what we all have.
A hand?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have an oven. And so we have oven mitts. Take out one of the Arby's hand oven mitts.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, go by the dollar store and get one. And just stick that on the little stick. Because most of the time, it breaks off, and you're not able to, you know, get your windshield wiper.
Gotcha. The wiper blade portion is gone, but the stick is still there.
The stick is still there.
So you're putting an oven mitt on there.
Hello mitts. On your car, so you are a friendly neighbor on top of cleaning off your windshield.
You're also waving to people.
You're waving.
Even better if you can take that hamburger helper guy. Get one of those and put that on there.
Because
then you got a reminder of what's for dinner.
There you go. Take a picture on Instagram, hashtag it. Hamburger helper would love you.
Shout out to all of our police officers listening this morning that have to deal with those shenanigans on the roads. Something tells me that's not going to work very well either. Is it going to take away the water?
If you need to get somewhere, you know, down the street, go to work real quick. If you have a short commute, then
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah.
Illegal?
I imagine that's illegal.
I'm going to tell you this much, Antoine, too. If you have prepped enough in advance to have an oven mitt in your car for in case your windshield wiper blade is going to break, you know it's about to break. You go to Auto Advance Auto Parts. You get yourself a wiper blade.
You know, stuff happens.
That's also an option.
Yes. But why? Why go with the best option, Antoine, when you can go with this option instead?
And you could be a friendly neighbor.
Be friendly. Hello, neighbor.
I'll be like, that's a nice person right there.
That's it.
Just waving.
Just waving hello to the world. The wipers on the bus go crash, crash, crash.
Merry Christmas, all.
Crash, crash. Merry Christmas, all.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
I officially decree Friday.
Hello, Friday.
I've
been waiting for you for a long time.
In the house. Are you serious on that information?
I'm reading it off of the website right now.
Oh, what a mind screw on a Friday. Oh, my God.
Yep. As of midnight, it disappeared. It went away.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be midnight. Tonight is when it would disappear and it would go away. People, we are affected deeply by all of this. By we, I mean all of you.
Yeah.
Every single person listening. Now we're in the great unknown.
I have no clue.
This is like the upside down on Stranger Things.
We have to wait.
I don't want to wait.
I know. I don't either.
You never want to wait.
I never want to wait. I have no patience.
Monica doesn't even want to wait till 6:30 for a Thang Hack. I mean, she wants now.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? You've heard us the last few days. We're trying to help the After Prom Grand Finale, which is an event that benefits every single high school kid in this area that goes to their After Prom. So basically, any high school within the sound of my voice that participates in the After Prom, and every single one of them is welcome to. We've been trying to win them this State Farm competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
$25,000, because the harsh reality is they running out of money, and if they don't get this money, they may not continue the After Prom. So it's, you know, it's vital. And yesterday, we were feeling it, man, because you'd be in the top 40, and you win. All you got to do is top 40. And I believe the After Prom was as high as 15th yesterday.
It was 14 or 15th when I saw it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So that's great.
Yeah. So you're feeling good, but now...
Now what do we
feel? We have no clue where we are.
We don't know.
We're lost.
So as of 11:59, with 59 seconds last night, they removed the leaderboard.
Okay.
They said the leaderboard is gone. You can still vote. They're still counting votes today, but the leaderboard is gone, and you will not. We'll find out who wins on September 25th.
September 25th.
See, that's a long way. That's like a month away.
Yeah.
It is a month away. Monica, it's a month and 2 days away.
Yeah. So that's
why does it have to be so long? They have the
exact. Well, you know what? It shouldn't be. So there's a phone number at the bottom because there has to be.
We're going to flood that phone number.
So we're going to call them to the point of we need to know.
Okay, here's the point. We need to vote today because we don't know what anybody else is doing. And you know every other one of those people is going to be doing some sort of last push, beg, whatever it is. So we will do a last push, beg, whatever it is. So what you can do to participate, and it's really important. This is for kids. These are our kids. I mean, I'm not lying when I say that or trying to exaggerate. It's your kid if they've gone through the school system in the last 31 years around here, or it's your kid if they're in the school system now or they're going to be in it. Mm-hmm. So it's every single person listening who has or will have children is affected by this. So vote this morning. The easiest way, just text the word prom to 52353. We'll send you the direct link. Click on it. You can vote 10 times. You can vote all 10 times in one click. You do that. Today's the last day to vote. So you do that for us for 10 seconds this morning. You're done. That's it. That's You've done your job for the day. Go enjoy the weekend. You're all set.
I've already voted. I voted while we were talking about it.
Oh, thank you.
Just to make sure my votes got in.
Fantastic. You can also just go to votepromparty.com directly if you want. But the after prom grand finale. Now we're in the upside down.
Yep. We've got
to
wait.
I swear to God, if we lose to some Boys and Girls Club somewhere else.
Well, today's the last day, so, you know, I might call Monday.
Yep. Asking Monica will start pestering them on Monday. Hey, what's your cash code? You start using that voice.
Excuse me.
She'll use all her different characters. She's going to birthday scam them until she gets the answer. But, yeah, if you could spend probably 30 seconds of your time this morning to benefit every kid in Southwest Virginia, that would be much appreciated. So text the word prom to the number 52353 or votepromparty.com.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, he tried to shame her. He tried. On a busy train, this woman is applying her makeup, getting ready for work while on the train.
Oh, is this Subway Bay?
Subway Bay.
Is that what this is, or is this something else?
Oh, well, I don't know if you would call her Subway Bay because she was Subway shamed because she was there. She was doing her makeup.
Okay.
And a guy across from her takes picture and video, posts it to his social media, and says, WTF, what are you doing, really, lady? Or what are you going to do next, brush your teeth? And he was posting all this stuff about her. Well, people see it. They start to share it and attack him.
Okay, and they're attacking him for posting it in the
posting,
first place?
Yeah, posting pictures of her applying her makeup.
Monica applies her makeup here on the show every single day.
Yeah, put on some lipstick or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so Subway Bay.
Subway Bay? It's completely different.
Is it? Okay, because I wasn't sure because it has some similarities to it because Subway Bay has been trending this week because it was some chick that was on a subway train, again, you know, New York City, and she had her phone propped up on one of the seats. And then she was taking
pictures.
A million different selfies of her, you know, of herself, because that's what they are. But she's moving her hair.
Oh, they were good pictures.
Her hand on her hip.
I know Subway.
Completely ignoring everybody else around her and the fact that she's on this busy train. And somebody filmed her and put that on.
Okay, yeah. So this is a different situation. This is a woman that just trying to get to work that really was just putting on her lipstick, her eyeliner.
So what is the axe to grind here?
There wasn't anything. And he just picked a person. Decided to go after her and put a lot of rude comments, you know, about her online.
He should be happy that this woman is not doing this while driving like a lot of people.
Which I've seen that. I've seen that a lot. I'm like,
very
wow,
dangerous to put eyeliner on.
Women can multitask. I'm just driving down the highway. I look over. You're doing your eyeliner, your foundation, your lipstick.
But this dude, he was looking for support.
Yeah. You know, and to make fun of somebody.
Yeah, to make fun of someone.
Nope. Out you go with that. And yeah, I'd rather they not do this multitasking thing while driving. How is it that statistically women are considered better drivers when they're doing all of these
because
things?
We are.
See, I always maintain it's because men get in accidents because we have swerved out of the way of whatever that was right there.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, see, we end up in a ditch or we're just trying to avoid.
We're doing.
As Monica's putting elbow cream on right now. See, look at
better.
That. The weekend. Yay. Love weekend. What are you doing? What do you got going on? Let us know. Oh, it's a 35th reunion weekend for Fleming, class of 84,
ooh,
baby.
How about that?
All right. 1984, they're all going to be wearing Bon Jovi t-shirts.
It's going to be nice, I think. I think it's going to be like they're going to dress all white.
Stranger Things.
That's the year I was born. So they're celebrating me.
On behalf of everybody who's going to the 35th reunion, William Fleming, shut up, Antoine. We don't want to hear it.
Thank you guys for the birthday party. What time should I come back?
That's the year I was born.
Fucking be quiet,
you
man.
You get your ticket and be like, oh, I know this, you know, this person. I was invited.
Yeah.
I should caution everyone this morning, if you are heading to work and you see some random trash can rolling down the road, it is probably Antoine's.
Oh, man.
The monsoon got his trash can yesterday.
From the driveway. It went from the top of the driveway, down the driveway, and then started going down the street. Luckily, I have, like, metal things that keep the ditch, so I don't, like, drop down in the ditch and scrape my car or whatever.
Okay, all right.
And luckily, I heard that.
The trash can hit that. Okay.
I'm like, oh, is somebody coming up my driveway? Look out the window. I'm like, nope, there's my trash can.
Nope, the monsoon
making
a break
can
for it.
Leaving.
Was rising up. There was a monsoon in many parts of the listening area yesterday, and it came in with a purpose. Blew like three lawn chairs over, and a cooler started rolling down in the backyard. I thought, oh my goodness, here we go.
It was a temper tantrum.
Now in Vinton, do they have the big blue trash cans like other places?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my trash cans. The ones in our neighborhood are black, but yeah, all same right. thing.
I didn't know. Is it Vinton? Maybe it was just a big bucket. Every town is different. You have no idea.
The winds were strong. No. And I mean, you have to be careful, especially if you have umbrellas or, you know, tents or anything.
On the back deck and stuff.
Yes, because my umbrella, we didn't close it down all the way. In the last storm, it just kind of like flew open and it started to take my table. My table started to move, so I ran out there and tried to, you know.
Did you sit on the table? Like, wait.
No! It turned to the side. It was like picking the table up.
I had that happen to a friend of mine. We were visiting from out of town, which is how you visit. And he had a very large table with an umbrella. And we had a huge storm in the middle of the night, and it caught underneath the umbrella and shot it up in the air. And it was a glass table.
Yeah, we have a glass table.
Smashed the entire thing.
And that's what I was worried about, because it's glass. So I was like, oh, yeah, serious. Man.
Yep. So text in 52353. Name and town. We'll shout you out. Let us know what you got going on this weekend. You feeling the weekend vibes? It's finally going to not be 1,000 degrees. I'm thinking maybe fire pit tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
Got me my logs. I'm ready to roll. And I know who will not be having a fire pit together are Hannah and Will from Ghost Hunters yesterday. We learned, and this was courtesy of Monica Brooks, who I always trust when she says crazy things like this. He said, I'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica immediately said he had no intention of ever calling ever, which was correct, but he had a very good reason.
You're going to just ignore the fact that you made out with a random guy on our date?
What?
Hmm?
Yeah, I started to leave you at the restaurant, but I wanted to finish my burger, so I got up to look for you because you're taking like a really long bathroom break. And you were at the door giving goodbye kisses to some random guy. And so I just went back to the table and continued eating.
Okay, so you walk over and you see her kissing some random person.
Yeah.
Hannah?
I didn't think you've seen that. Well, okay.
Oh, what? Okay. So who? Wait a minute.
What?
So that happened?
He's a friend of mine. I gave him a kiss on the cheek goodbye. I wasn't making out with him.
Okay, so kiss on the... Did you say, I'll call you at the end of it? So you say there was no... You weren't making out. This is some friend of yours that you ran into.
He was my ex that I ran into.
So you were making out.
What?
I was not making out with him.
Will? Jeez. What did you see, Will?
I was imagining what was going on, imagining things. I was making out with him.
All right, well, that's it. Will, what did you see, or at least think you saw?
I saw some kisses on the mouth, is what I saw.
Okay, so you saw two mouths meeting, and one of them was definitely Hannah.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Hannah?
Okay. You need to get a new prescription for your glasses. Seriously? I'm not making out with some guy. The ex-boyfriend? No.
But was there lip-to-lip contact?
No, I kissed his cheek.
Will, do you know what a lip looks like versus a cheek?
Look, this is real good, Hannah. You're a real good one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so over this. Forget it. Ugh.
Hannah?
She gone?
Oh, she declared cut it. Monica, please explain. You know phone language. How does this all work?
Well, I'll call you.
She got
you
cut it.
She gave it to us.
She's gone. Will, are you still here?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm inclined to believe that Will knows what a mouth looks like.
And she did say she had food and drinks, so maybe she forgot that the lip was right there.
I don't know. Because this could be a situation, and I don't know Will. So, Will, I'm not going to take a shot at you, Will. But I feel like Will was not planning to call her anyway. And so
he took this situation. Someone kissing another dude.
No.
Oh.
Before. And so he saw saw an opportunity to get out of calling her.
Okay.
So he takes a situation that has some truth in it, uh-huh, and he makes it into a bigger one.
So you're saying he built a paper mache doll that looked like her ex-boyfriend to set up the situation.
Hannah kissed her ex-boyfriend on the cheek, probably close to the mouth, and he saw it as an opportunity to make it into a bigger thing to
ghost her. Well, is that true, Will?
Oh, yes. Yes, that is very true. I built a paper
mache. I knew it. I knew he had arts and crafts going on. Oh, man, I'm going to sound a little bit like Miss Monica as I get ready for my thang hack.
Oh, man.
Because why do you want ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? I'll explain now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I got the taste of blood a couple weeks ago when we all did Monica creative thang hacks.
Uh-huh.
And now I like to have a little twist.
I can tell. You haven't come back over to the other side since then.
I have something. It's a way to get ice cream without having to buy one of those goofy ice cream makers.
Okay.
And you can put your children to work to do it.
Oh.
So they can have fun and they have to make their own dessert.
All right. I like that, though.
Antoine, as we go back to college.
Yes.
Is something for your dorm room?
I'm helping the dorm room.
Okay, so let's get to Antoine's, then I'll share mine, and then Monica says something about today on a rainy day, hers will help. So she says.
Yeah, so when I remember when I was an undergrad at Virginia Tech, my mother would come in like on move-in day or move-out day or just holiday weekends to pick me up or whatever.
Move-in day was like 2 days ago, so they're all just
And she'd walk in the door, like the hallway, not so much my room, the hallway, be like, ooh, it is funky. It is just funk, and a men's dorm room is it is just all kinds of stank because we go to the gym we go to the gym, we just hang up our basketball shorts on the closet door.
You're being put in a situation now for probably the first time in your life where laundry is your own responsibility.
Exactly.
You're sharing a bathroom with a lot of other dudes. It is not the greatest situation.
It gets funky.
It's one giant locker room,
so let's add a little freshness to your dorm room.
Okay.
We can do that. We want freshness, yes.
For anybody, male or female, if your dorm room's a little funky, take some dryer sheets and you paperclip them to your fans. And so therefore it circulates the smell. Now you need to open the door too, but it circulates the smell
clean,
of a dryer sheet. Yes. Versus, and you have to do your laundry too, but it circulates like an air freshener, kind of like for your car.
Okay. So you just put it on the fan.
You paperclip it to the fan.
Look at you adopting a technique that's been used for years by some of those other people that like hanging out in a college dorm room.
you blow it through a toilet paper tube and it's gone.
It took me a second to realize what he was saying.
That's good.
That was an interesting experience of my life when I had to go on one of those college visits. You know, they send you on those visits, and it was one where it was a college that was near my where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just a day trip for me. So my mom sent me by myself, and they sent me out with, here's Charlie. Charlie's going to show you around the school and answer any questions you have. And then we go back to Charlie's room, and Charlie goes, hey, dude, do you want to? I'm a very innocent teenager. I was a good boy. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Mommy.
Yeah, so Charlie blew it through a toilet paper tube with the dryer sheet.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Kids, don't be like Charlie. No. I'm sorry. I don't believe Charlie went on to be a CEO of anything. He was giving tours, I don't know. Okay, why have ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? Oh, why are you putting this on? All right, fine. Maybe it does have a little bit of Monica to it.
Uh-huh.
But check it.
Oh, boy.
Here's what you do. If you don't have an ice cream maker and you still want to go through the fun of making ice cream.
Okay.
Those ice cream makers are expensive. They're like $100.
Mm-hmm.
I own one. I use it about once every 2 years. Not a solid investment at all. Because every time you think, I want ice cream, I really want
to
buy 27 ingredients, put it in this machine, do all this different stuff. I'm driving past Blue Cow while I'm doing that. All right, we're getting Blue Cow. That's the end of that. But if you want to make some ice cream, and even better, give your children something to do and make them earn their dessert, I introduce you to ice cream in a bag.
In a bag.
In a bag.
How does the ice cream get in a bag?
Well, I'll tell you, Antoine, you need a bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, you need two bags in this situation. You're going to put all your ice cream ingredients into one bag, okay? This would probably be a quart-size bag. And that would just be your milk, your cream, your sugar, your vanilla extract, your salt. There you go. You're done. We're making vanilla ice cream here today. And then you have a larger bag, which is a gallon bag. And in that larger bag, you're going to fill it about two-thirds of the way with ice and salt. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
Because that's how ice cream is essentially made. It's the agitation of the milk and the cream and the sugar in relation to ice and salt. There's your science lesson if I'm Zach Nye, the science guy. So you, then you put your little bag inside the big bag.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Sitting on top of the ice and the salt. You close it up. You shake it for 10 minutes. You got ice cream.
Yeah.
You shake it for 10. What
well,
is this, a shake
it.
Weight?
The kids will do it.
Yeah.
What kind of bicep exercise?
It's like Duck Duck Goose, but you just shake the bag. And
right.
Around.
Wait a minute. How? Duck Duck Goose?
Duck Duck ice cream.
You just, you know, shake the ice cream around the circle. And, and
so this is Duck Duck dessert. Yeah. This is what it is. I mean, come on. Kids got way too much energy as it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're trying to tire them out like border collies. It's the same situation. So it's very simple. Kid, you want dessert? Well, you better shake this bag until you got yourself some ice cream. And until then, don't come crying back to me.
And it is a two-for-one because they will get tired.
They will be exhausted.
And they have a little bit of dessert.
Don't even want any ice cream.
And it's exercise.
Yep.
And really what they're doing is they're earning their ice cream. They're burning calories to then have the ice cream. So the ice cream becomes a calorie negative. Your kid don't get fat no more.
But shouldn't the adults be doing it? Because kids have that great metabolism. It's when we get older that we lose that metabolism.
You want to start young.
Okay.
You know what? You sound like Tuesday. No one wants to listen to you anyway. You know what, Monica? I'm excited for your rain thing hack, whatever it is, because it's coming next. Aww. Monica Brooks is going to save us all on this rainy day right now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
People are pointing out because of my ice cream in a bag hack is you give your children the ingredients of their ice cream and then you throw it in the bag with the ice and the salt and they got to shake it for 10 minutes so they get their own. I guess that's also referred to as prison ice cream. So we have taught all the children how to make prison ice cream, which
there
I think is perfect.
It's a workout. It's you get a little bit of treat.
As I explained in the anger diary this week, we have let them take over the prison and they have turned all of us parents into the prisoners. Mm-hmm. It's time to remind them of their roles and send them back to prison.
Oh,
they need to know you don't eat unless you shake your own bag of milk for 10 minutes, then you can have prison ice cream.
Some kids probably will enjoy it.
Sure.
You know,
a lot of kids are going to get sick of doing it after 30 seconds.
They're not even going to want ice cream anymore.
Well, but you know what they're going to get instead? Milk water.
That's what's going to... cold milk. Mm-hmm. I like milk with ice. So it's good. Okay, fine.
Yeah. All right, nutso. You on a rainy day here in the Thang Hacks. Monica Brooks says she's here to help us all.
I am, because you know what sucks on a rainy day?
Getting wet?
Well, getting wet, yes.
Your hair?
But, yes, getting your hair wet. But your windshield wipers, if they break.
Okay.
That sucks.
Oh, that would absolutely
that
suck.
That sucks. I've had that happen a couple times.
Yeah. A couple times?
Yeah, in my old car. When I had that Neon back in the day, it was it would pop over. But then I had to use a curling iron to stick it out the car and pop it back the other way because it would get stuck. Like it wouldn't.
I think a bigger question is there's a curling iron in your car.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You're curling your hair while driving.
Well, you never know when you're going to go to a friend's house and you want to curl your hair. You just want to
The woman is curling her hair while driving, Antoine. This is terrifying.
That is,
plugged into the cigarette lighter.
That's nothing right there.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, like I'm supposed to believe you now.
But if your windshield wiper, if it breaks,
okay,
you know what we all have?
A hand?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have an oven. And so we have oven mitts. Take out one of the Arby's hand oven mitts.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, go by the dollar store and get one. And just stick that on a little stick. Because most of the time, it breaks off and you're not able to, you know, get your windshield wiped.
Gotcha. The wiper blade portion is gone. But the stick is still
there.
The
stick is still there.
So you're putting an oven mitt on there.
Hello mitts on your car so you are a friendly neighbor on top of cleaning off your windshield.
You're also waving to people.
You're waving.
Even better if you can take that hamburger helper guy. Get one of those and put that on there.
Because
then you got a reminder of what's for dinner.
There you go. Take your picture on Instagram. Hashtag it. Hamburger helper would love you.
Shout out to all of our police officers listening this morning. I have to deal with those shenanigans on the roads. Something tells me that's not going to work very well either. Is it going to take away
if
the
you
water?
If you need to get somewhere, you know, down the street, go to work real quick. If you have a short commute, then
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah. Illegal?
I imagine that's illegal.
I'm going to tell you this much, Antoine, too.
Illegal?
If you have prepped enough in advance to have an oven mitt in your car for in case your windshield wiper blade is gonna break, you know it's about to break. You go to Auto Advance Auto Parts. Well, you get yourself a wiper blade.
You know, stuff happens.
That's also an option.
Yes. But why? Why go with the best option, Antoine, when you can go with this option instead?
And you could be a friendly neighbor.
Uh-huh. Be friendly. Hello, neighbor.
I'll be like, that's a nice person right there.
That's it.
Just waving.
Just waving hello to the world. The wipers on the bus go crash, crash, crash.
Merry Christmas,
crash,
all.
Crash, crash. Merry Christmas, all. Oh, my God. It's Friday. And we have special announcements and special guests. It's exclusive stuff.
I love exclusive
stuff. So even if it wasn't super exciting, it would still be an exclusive. Like, it's ours and nobody else's. That voice you hear right now is Julia Boas, and she is from the Roanoke Go Outside Festival.
I didn't get a bell, though. Yeah. Everybody else had a bell.
I know.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a bell now.
There you go. This is the annual, what has become, I think, one of the coolest things in the area.
Well, thank you.
Is the Go Outside Festival. Kind of grew out of nowhere and has become this huge thing now.
Yeah, we had 4,000 people our first year, and now we have about 40,000 people each year.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. That is awesome.
And it continues to grow. If you've never been, this is a really cool event. It goes down in October in Roanoke. So this year it's October 18th to the 20th at River's Edge. It's free for the most part too.
Yeah, we have maybe 150 different activities, all these different shows. We keep adding more and more things every year. And, you know, one of our biggest goals was to make cost not a barrier to entry, because we wanted it to be completely inclusive to everyone who lives in the region and really expose them to all the wonderful things that we have in the region.
It is my wife's favorite weekend activity of the entire year.
It's my most exhausting weekend.
Well, we don't care about you. We care about craft beer and fun. That's what we want.
Yes, exactly.
And we care about bands, and people are wondering who's going to be playing this year. Well, we know right now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Nope, nobody else knows.
Nobody else does.
Well, the bands know because they need to show up.
They're practicing.
Right.
In theory, they've
signed contracts.
So there's a press release that's going out in 2 hours. So if you would like to wait for a piece of paper, just go ahead and leave now.
Silly.
Or the internets. Yep. The internets will have it then.
Or you can just find out right now as we introduce this year's crop of musical talent here on the K92 Morning Thing for Go Outside Festival.
We're really excited. And one of the reasons that we had to wait is because some of these guys are playing Lock-In this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So the big headliner, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Are we ready to do it? Okay.
Let me see, I think we're ready. I can drum roll you.
Get a drum roll button.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Do some drum roll. There you go. There it is.
Okay, so the headliner for this year is going to be Andy Frasco and the UN.
Andy Frasco, which is, I got a clip over here.
I've always been around.
See, I planned in advance. I knew yesterday.
From town to town.
A very popular podcast also.
Yeah, and he's just a party guy. Like, you watch the videos of his show, he is all out. People are like dancing around and jumping. Everyone's like freaking out. It's a great party.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where the Go Outside Festival, if you've never been, I mean, it's all about outdoor activities and fun. And then a lot of the music is sort of funky, bluesy.
Yeah, just to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, and his album, Change of Pace, is out right now, too.
Yep, there it is. Andy Frasco.
And discover something new, because we try to get things that are maybe a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Something maybe you've never heard before. That way you can discover something new.
Yeah,
which is what the weekend's all about, both in the outdoors and music.
Are sick of Old Town Road. We're done. We're done.
So you're saying that they won't like do a remix of Old Town Road?
You never know.
Let's go on the remix. Uh-huh.
But if they do, that would be fun. So that's our headliner. We have Southern Avenue.
Southern Ave is the headliner for Friday night, and they're a band out of Memphis. And they have a lot of energy too, and they look awesome. I'm really excited to see them live because I've never seen them live.
Like some saxophone in the back. You gotta keep on, you gotta keep on. And it's one of those things where, that's not a song that K92 is probably ever going to play in the history of time. But we're a fan of music and live performances, and I personally am always excited when fun bands come to this area And not that there's anything wrong with country music when it comes to this area, but it comes all the time.
Yeah.
And it's good to mix it up and have some different things and cool bands like that.
Yeah, so we try to mix it up with the genres. And there'll be, I mean, there's almost one of every genre over the weekend. There's going to be bluegrass. There's going to be, you know, the soul. There's going to be something a little bit funkier. Chupacabras is playing on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people like them.
Yeah, they're kind of like a local favorite. And then we also get the winners of the Floyd Fest on the Rise competition.
Oh, yeah. Somebody that's downtown Abbey.
And so that's kind of a fun tie-in. One of their, like, prizes is that they get to come play at Go Fest. And Downtown Abbey and the Echoes is one of those bands.
So it's cool. You know, we kind of get to support some of the bands that are doing it and working hard and trying to become the next Old Town Road.
Exactly.
And we can be here to support them. I did want to shout out that the Devil's Backbone, the Road to Hoopla thing, that raised like $10,000 for the Go Outside Festival,
which was
awesome.
We were very grateful for that. That was an awesome event, and everybody came out, and that was another free one. So it's one of those things that you can show up and enjoy and appreciate where you live.
Yeah, we were excited to be a part of that, and we're always excited when good things are happening in this area. So the Roanoke Go Outside Festival is an annual event. It gets bigger and bigger every year, and a lot of it is totally free.
Yep.
I'm hearing rumors of some sort of oyster bar thing that's going down this year.
Yeah, we'll have another. We'll have to come back for our next secret announcement, but I guess it's not so secret anymore.
All the food stuff. I'll spill the beans.
River and Rail and Deschutes Brewery to put on an oyster roast on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that'll probably be from like noon to 4-ish, like before the music starts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come get some oysters. Yeah. We have like 7 different craft brewers. We also have like 20 different food trucks. So it's probably got the most food trucks of any one weekend. Yeah.
So there's
Roanoke.
Something that you're going to enjoy.
It's
gotten bigger and better every year. It's great for the whole family. Uh-huh. There's activities for the kids to do that, again, are totally free. So if you're someone who complains, we never have anything fun to do around here, you can't complain and you can't say, well, I don't have any money. Well, you don't need any. So there you go. Roanoke Go Fest. It is October 18th through the 20th. Thank you, Julia. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having us.
Looking forward to it. Because it's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
The show knows.
It's Friday, people. Here we go. Been so hot, it'll melt your snow. But flip the script and hang with me as we play the hip hop spelling bee. Antoine, you were selected first, which means you will play first here in the game. In the hip hop spelling bee, are we ready to roll?
I am ready.
Antoine, please spell Red Spider.
Red Spider.
Red Spider.
Can I get the gender?
I don't know.
All right.
It's worth a shot. I got it on Wikipedia. I got no idea.
Red Spider. Oh, there's so many things you can do with Spider. All right, Red Spider.
Red Spider feels like a guy to me. Just right. Saying.
R-E-D. S-P. This is where it gets interesting. S-P-I-D-A.
Is. Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Red Spider, he's a he, and his real name is Andy.
Andy.
Monica right, Brooks, so your chance.
Andy. Monica got more information than I did.
It doesn't help in any way.
It doesn't really. Andy, Red Spider. Red Spider. Okay, Red Spider, R-E-D-D.
Ooh.
S-P-I-D-A. Red Spider.
No. Sorry.
Is it a Y?
Red Spider is R-E-D S-P-Y-D-A.
That's where I was torn, the I or the Y.
Red Spider. Andy Thaluzma is your Red Spider. No points in that one. Monica Brooks, yours in round one. Please spell Filthy Rich.
Filthy Rich.
Filthy Rich.
It's something stupid to the spelling.
You say that every time.
All right. Filthy.
If it was normal, we wouldn't be able to play
filthy
this game.
Rich.
Filthy Rich.
How's he doing it? All right. Filthy Rich is probably doing. F. L. Okay.
How does one spell? How do I put that in there?
F L T Y R I C H.
Like filthy. Filthy Rich is
wrong. Okay. All right.
Sorry. Antoine, your chance to steal. Filthy Rich.
Filthy Rich, just a guess. P-H-I-L-T-H-Y-R-I-C-H. Filthy Rich.
Correct.
Is that it for real?
That is no. I hit the button for no reason.
You are. Don't
I
you
heard,
question that?
Is that a lie bell?
That's the
was
bell.
Was that an accidental bell?
That was a correct.
That was
bell.
A school bell.
Filthy Rich is spelled P H I L T H Y R I C H. Filthy Rich. That is a point for Antoine. He is in the lead as we move
with
on now to round. Yeah, with it's usually with one. That's that's pretty much what happens here. Okay, Antoine, yours in the next round is Sheck Wes.
What?
Sheck Wes.
Did you say Sheck Wes?
I said, no, yeah, what? Yes.
Okay, I didn't
Sheck,
know. If you,
Sheck? Sheck Wes.
Okay.
Sheck. Like Sheck.
Shucking corn.
Sheck.
Sheck Wes.
Wes. Now, if Antoine gets this one correct, Monica's going to have to go for the 3-point shot because it'll be her only chance.
Okay.
Sheck Wes.
Don't worry about the 3-point shot.
He's from Harlem.
Okay.
It's his real name is Kadimu Rasul Chikafal.
Spell that.
Nope. I'd rather spell Sheck Wes.
Right. Go with Sheck Wes.
All right, Sheck Wes. I'm going S-C-H-E-K. W-E-S-T. Sheck Wes.
Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Monica, please spell Sheck Wes.
Sheck Wes.
Sheck Wes.
All right, Sheck. Probably like heck. All right, so S-H-E-C-K-W-E-S-T. Sheck Wes.
Oh, my God. Monica, what? How many times did I say Sheck Wes?
Oh, I thought you said
like
West.
West.
You were so close.
W-E-S-S.
S-H-E-C-K-W-E-S.
Oh, Sheck I heard West. West.
Okay, it all comes down to this. You got to get a point on this to force a tiebreaker or you are done.
Okay.
Here in the Hip Hop Spelling Bee, please spell Yellowbeezy.
Yellowbeezy?
Yellowbeezy.
Go ahead and play my theme music, please.
Yellow?
Oh, you think so? I said Yellowbeezy.
Yellow.
Yellowbeezy.
Yellow. All right, Yella Beezy.
I'll just say it the same
All
way
right,
every time.
All right, so Yella Beezy is Y-E-L-L-A-B-Z. B-E-Z-E-E. Yella Beezy.
Is.
That means you're wrong.
Antoine is the winner.
A-team again. Anytime it's been an A-team, I'm undefeated. Shout out to Abby. And what they do.
And they stay there.
Sorry, Monica. The correct spelling of Yellowbeezy is Y-E-L-L-A B-E-E-Z-Y. Yellowbeezy. Kind of like Yeezy.
Yeah.
The kids are at school, so we can finally start talking the truth here about how mean they are. God, they're mean.
Oh, what kids can be mean?
Yes, they can.
We were all kids.
They're not mean. They're honest. Whether it be their feelings, their observations.
Okay, can we agree on ruthless then?
Oh, they are. They do not hold back.
And sometimes I say they're honest, but then other times I do think they're unreasonable in their situation. And they just start saying stuff. Why they think they own the world.
Yeah,
this is one of those ones you start getting that debate and you think, well, you know, back when you got hit with a switch, you didn't talk with your mouth like that. But, well, you know, that's
well,
for
sometimes
it's
kids,
argument.
Like, what is it, the show, you know, kids say the darndest things. Kids just say stuff.
Yeah they do.
They just speak their mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a texter, 52353, so he was talking about getting insulted because Monica got straight up insulted by Hendrix. 8-year-old told her this morning, you look fat in your jeans.
Oh.
8 years old is old enough to then
have
to clean out the garage. Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
8 year olds, yeah, you're old enough to understand.
He or she, the child, they should have kept it to themselves.
I'm going
to
tell that kid right now, buddy, dude, at 8 years old, you are to never say that ever, ever. I don't care if you're
for the rest of your life.
I don't care if you're 800. I don't care if by the time you get there, you live to be 8 million. Don't ever tell anyone you look fat in their jeans or you won't live to 8 million. You'll be
you
done.
You don't say that.
No,
that
you
rude.
Don't say that. Monica Brooks, your little man goes to preschool for one day, and he thinks he rules the world.
He's a big kid now. He's in preschool. He's 4. So, yeah, Hendrix and I pick him up the first day. There's a lot. It's completely different from daycare. You know, this is a different ball game for him. And so we're hitting home. Ava's she's in the car. Hendrix is in his little back seat.
Yep.
You know, he's buckled in. And he says, I'm talking to him. I'm asking him about his first day of school.
Uh-huh.
How is everything? What's going on? He's like, I like my teacher. I like this. And I said, oh, that's cool. You like your teacher. And he says, don't talk while I talk.
Yeah.
And I said, excuse me? But I understand that he has learned it because the teacher is explaining to them that you don't talk while the teacher is
talking.
Talking.
And I'm going to be honest.
I'm just gonna say something that may be controversial.
Uh-oh, are you gonna say?
Were you talking when he was talking?
But see, that's a thing.
No, it's a question.
But that's a thing. It doesn't matter. I'm his mother. I will always talk when he's talking.
You interrupted
Forever.
Him.
I don't care if he's a grown man. You mother will always.
That's rude.
Yes, I will.
He had a point he was trying to make, and you interrupted him.
I don't care, though. See, he is a child. So, but yeah, he says that, and I said, hold on, what? Because I'm driving. I'm like, you do not. He said, don't talk while I talk. But he knows I can't do anything about that. I'm driving at the moment.
Shuts you down.
And Ava's there. So Ava's like, Hen, that is so rude. That is not cute. Don't say that to mommy. He says, I'll wash your mouth out. Oh. And he knows it. And she's like, what? So now he's gotten both of us, and he's sitting back there with a smirk on his face. I can see him in the rearview mirror. He's just like, yeah.
I'm in charge now. They're ruthless. My son was the same way. He was about that age. He went one step further because it had nothing to do with being interrupted at all. You would just start talking, and if he didn't want to hear you, he would say, you don't talk.
Ooh.
Like, I don't talk.
Oh, no.
Excuse me? Put the two of them together. They should do a podcast.
Oh, they would.
Let's have your
Hen and Len.
Wow, Hen and Len. Henny and Lenny. That'd be,
oh, my gosh.
That's a TV show right
that
there.
Is a show.
It is.
At least a podcast. If nothing else, it's a podcast.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I got some stories. They're kind of fun. They're funny. Whatever they are. Rip them out of headlines, and I rip some words out. You try to figure out what it is and blow your mind. Pro football player Jalen Ramsey.
Who's hilarious.
Jalen.
He is kind of a funny guy. Admits that he used to blank to get into his opponent's heads. This is awesome. A, burp on him. B, grab them in the groin. Or C, slide into their girlfriend's DMs.
I'm going to say grab it of the groin.
You're going to say grab it of the groin.
Oh, I go C, because.
Yeah, baby, right in the DMs.
Correct. Jalen.
Just to mess with them.
Oh, my God. He used to do it, you know, a couple days before or the night before his opponents. He would slide into the girlfriend's DM, start flirting with her, start putting thoughts in her head like, why are you with that guy? I'm going to make your boyfriend look like a fool tomorrow, all that stuff.
That's just wrong.
That is spectacular.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to do that for Monday's show. I'm going to slide into Jared's DMs, Monica's husband.
But he's never on social media.
See,
it'd be next month before he'd be like, oh, I got a message from Zach.
He won't even read it. It's useless. Wow. I know. All right. Next story. That's a new cereal you can buy on Amazon. This is real.
Okay.
It's called blank. A, meth flakes. Mm. B, muscle berries. Or C, poop like a champion.
B.
You say B, you're going with the...
I'm going with the championship poop.
You believe it is time for the championship poop?
Yes.
Well, Antoine, you would be...
Correct!
Yeah, apparently that's a new cereal.
All the fiber you need.
All the fiber you need.
Where's my jump rope?
If you would like to jump rope and make it all happen, if you need...
Don't jump too hard.
A championship clearance. Yeah, don't jump too hard.
Good guy.
This is on Amazon. You can buy it. It's $12 a box. But they claim it's a high-fiber cereal that is called Poop Like a Champion.
Well, should have a warning on the box, though, too.
Probably does have a warning on the box. But it does say it's a special formula that's guaranteed just for that. And please don't let your dog get into that box or your kids, because that is a lot. Okay, final story. Bank robber caught because blank. Stupid things always happen. I had such a great plan until this. Was it A, he stopped for pizza? B, his home... His name and address were on his holdup note. Mm. Or C, his shoe was untied.
C.
I think his shoe was untied.
I'm
going to
say he stopped for pizza.
He stopped for pizza. Well, even though I screwed it up, you're both wrong on that one.
That means you're wrong.
Okay, sorry about that. Too many things. There's bagpipes behind me. I can't focus. No, he gave them a note that he had also used at the DMV earlier that had his name and address on the other side of it that said, this is a robbery, give me money.
Wow.
So they gave him $206 in cash, because that's what they do, is they just hand the person some money and tell him to, you know, get the heck out of there. And then they knew, well, it's Michael Harrell, age 54, so let's go ahead and go get him,
because
we'll
meet him at the house.
We have his name and address. Good job, fool. Big update right now.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.